There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and I hope you caught that last hour, because you can get all the updated information about the Citizen Candidate Party, about a group of people in this country, John Buchanan, who was persecuted by the Bush administration, almost sent to jail for 20 years for bringing up the fact that the Bush family was connected to the Nazi Party, and he verified it with the congressional record. He went to New Hampshire in 2004 and took Bush on head-on with that issue and others, and came in second in the New Hampshire primary, and then was arrested illegally. And he almost went to jail for 20 years. They accused him of wanting to assassinate Bush, which they always do. They always twist things like that. So you know what kind of fascist government we're living under. And just a note before I get to my next guest, which you're going to just you're going to love this interview, because it's going to really teach you some things about the Vatican and the Roman Catholic influence in genocide all over the world. It's an incredible story, and I'm glad to have Michael Lehman with me. He'll be with us in just a minute here. But I want to finish up on this note. You can get all the information about John Buchanan, the Citizen Candidate Party, by tuning in to RBNLive.com, RBN Republic Broadcasting Network. You're going to get it here first on the Investigative Journal, and it's a party that I think, I believe in my heart, can make some difference and make some change, because it leaves open the fact that we can tell the truth about a lot of things. In my campaign, I promise to help these guys. You're going to hear a lot about the real spiritual controllers and how they pull the strings behind the scenes. And I think the people in Boulder, Denver, and Nederland, my little town here, are going to be shocked. And I think once I can prove it factually and use all the researchers that I've had on my show, we can make a difference. Because the candidates that are up there now, every single last one of them who's running, Kucinich, we've talked about earlier what he did about 9/11. Ron Paul, I believe he's one of them too. And I can show you what he's doing tomorrow on my show, because I'm going to have on Bob Dumas, who has been championing the prisoner of war issue in America, the real truth behind how we leave prisoners behind. And he's gonna talk to you about, Ron Paul said he was going to champion this issue, but he's not doing a darn thing except talk, flapping his mouth and talking. And I believe he's a part of that one-party system, one way or the other. So you got to get behind average citizens who know the truth, not these connected politicians. And every single last member of Congress and every single last member of the Senate are involved in this. And if they say they're not, you know what? You start informing them of the real issues. And when they start talking about the real issues, then perhaps the fruits of their work will change my opinion. But up until now, that is it. Right now. So anyway, I really get behind the Citizen Candidate Party. We've got a couple minutes here, and I want to get into something that's going to lead into what I'm going to get into with my guest, Michael Lehman. There's a website you have to go to. It's called onefaithofgod.org. Now, in between every word, there's a hyphen, and it's the Final Testament, the Almanac of Evil. And this website was sent to me by someone who wanted me to look at it, to use it, to write some articles about it, and I'm going to do that, because at the next break I'm going to read the intro to this, and that will whet your appetite to go to this website. And then I'm going to get to my guest, and we're going to talk about genocide back after this short break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. EnerHealth Botanicals, home of EnerFood, the revolutionary energy drink, and NutriCafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our EnerFood formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. EnerHealth uses as many organic, wild-crafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit EnerHealth at EnerFood.com. That's EnerFood.com. Or call 866-762-9238. EnerHealth is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'm here every day from 11 to 1 p.m. on the Republic Broadcasting Network, the show that's been called the alternative to the alternative media, and that's because we dare to ask the questions that aren't asked in our country. So let me get to this. Before I get to my guest, Michael Lehman, with a fascinating story, let me advise you to go to onefaithofgod.org, and that's a hyphen between the words. And this is the Almanac of Evil, and it was put to my attention, and I'm going to read the opening part of it, and I think you're going to want to read this because it goes all the way back to the time of the apostles, and it states a case against the Vatican and other people now involved in this spiritual controlling evil force that's hiding behind the cloth of God and actually is much more than a religious organization, since they have a seat in the UN and are a country, by the way, and we have diplomatic relations with them, and Henry Kissinger is a papal advisor. I mean, what more do we need to... This isn't a religion, and I'm not a Catholic basher. So anyway, in accordance with international treaties, I'm going to read this chapter 1. It's going to make you want to go to this website. Let me start again. In accordance with international treaties and conventions concerning human rights, the rule of law, all nations that recognize human dignity and decency, and the prosecution of organized crime including but not restricted to prostitution, trafficking of prohibited narcotics, money laundering, murder, political assassination, fraud, pedophile rings, institutional incest, arms trade, and crimes against humanity, including but not restricted to genocide, sadistic torture, germ warfare, ritual and satanic murder and cannibalism, child slavery, general slavery, and wholesale destruction and suppression of human history, knowledge and wisdom, and in consideration for the publicly acknowledged claim of unbroken leadership and control by persons implicated in such allegations, that the following charges of crime are listed against the said defendants. 1. Pope Benedict XVI, also known as Joseph Alios Ratzinger. 2. Cardinal William Levada, Prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, and all officials and staff of what is if formerly known as the Supreme Sacred Congregation of the Holy Office, formerly known as the Supreme Sacred Congregation of the Roman and Universal Inquisition. 3. The remaining heads of departments, including all officials of the Roman Curia, otherwise known as the Holy See, otherwise known as the Vatican. 4. All regional cardinals, archbishops, and bishops not attached to the Curia. 5. All heads of orders of priests, nuns, and monks. That the presentation of these charges and their execution in accordance with national and international law shall be applied in the context of the warrants, as listed in this, the Supreme Bible of God. And it starts out, going way back to 44 CE, of murder, that St. Paul of Tarsus, St. Paul, did commit the murder of Stephen the Martyr, a man who had been appointed by James, the brother of Jesus, to coordinate food relief to starving people at the beginning of the Great Famine. 2. Of establishing an unlawful enterprise for the purpose of crime, that Paul of Tarsus, St. Paul, aided by Josephus ben Matthias, St. Luke, and other members of the House of Annas, did set up an unlawful enterprise called Christianity for the sole purpose of pursuing criminal activities according to the following objectives. And then they go into the objectives. Some of them include perpetuate the strength and credibility of the canonical Jewish sacred texts created by Jeremiah, Baruch, Nehemiah. We're not going to get into that right now. It's too long. I want you to read it for yourself and tell me what you think about this website. One Faith of God .org with hyphens, and it goes into some of the major things from the beginning of time till present day that have been done behind your back in the cloak of, under the cloak of God. Incredible. With that, that'll lead us right into my next guest, Michael Lehman. Now, Michael Lehman was a member of the Serbian Unity Congress for over 6 years. He was a member of the Jasenovic Research Institute, and that is a very interesting story in itself about the number of people that were killed in this hidden concentration camp. And then he was also in West Africa after the genocide of the Tutsis, conducted and led by the Jesuits and the Roman Catholic Church. And he's got a big story to tell. We're going to talk about things about the Vatican Fourth Reich, adoration of the Eucharist as paramount to conversion of the world to the Roman Catholic faith, the merger of the European Union government and NATO response force as the 21st century Nazi shock troops, the Vatican's continuation of the Holy Office of Inquisition against the Serbs and Jews during World War II, more recently the Rwandan slaughter of over 1 million Christian Tutsis by Roman Catholic Hutus in April of 1994, and other things. Michael Lehman, what a topic. How are you today?
Oh, fine, fine, Greg. It's a pleasure to be on your radio show.
Yeah, and your background is... Yeah, your background is quite interesting, and I hope what I read at the top, it flows right into what we're talking about. The incredible intro to that website, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Very good intro. Yeah, it's an exciting time for Bible prophecy, definitely.
Well, tell us, I gave a little bit about your background. Please state your case, and what do you want to present to the American people today?
Well, I just been studying. I met Alberto Rivera, an ex-Jesuit priest, and he had baptized me when I was in Oklahoma. And I came across him and as well Eric John Phelps. He's been on your radio show. I've talked with him a number of times, corresponded with him. And it's just that I've seen over a course of time the Vatican's continuation of the Inquisition and the fact that World War One and World War Two, especially, were actually inquisitions, modern inquisitions, and their main goal was the annihilation of all European Jews and the Orthodox Serbs in Yugoslavia. And the fact more than anything is that the Vatican used the Nazis and the Ustaschi military to cover up the fact that it was the Vatican behind it all.
Right, and you said you were baptized by Alberto Rivera, and he, for my listeners, he was the Jesuit priest who came forward about these evils in the Vatican and worked in the Vatican, was assigned to infiltrate churches in America, Protestant Baptist churches in America, in an evil fashion by setting up the ministers and doing all kinds of things to take control of the message. And Alberto was finally murdered for his actions. So you knew him quite well. What did you think of his message?
Oh, it was exceptional. He was right on target. He talked about the infiltration of the United States from the government through the military, through educational means by the Jesuit universities, infiltration of our society from the top to the bottom, and the immigration that we're facing now, the Latinos, is to seed the South and to take over America so we can come under the control of the Vatican. Kind of like
right.
Venezuela. Kind of like Venezuela with Hugo Chavez.
Yeah, and I think Chavez is one of them, don't you?
Oh, yes, definitely. He's Roman Catholic through and through. He's now a dictator for the next 18 months, and people are fleeing Venezuela by the thousands right now.
And just so Americans aren't hoodwinked because they hear him criticize Bush, that's all theater, don't you think?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, in the background, they're good friends, and they want to foment anger between the Venezuelans and South Americans in America, and that's how they do it. But one thing about Alberto Rivera, I've followed his story. I have been contacted by Alberto Rivera Jr., and we're going to try to organize the show. I've been trying to talk with him. And I also have been trying to get a hold of his wife, and I'm going to get her on, Nuri Rivera. And let me tell you a little story about what happened to her. And I want her to verify this, and I've got it verified by very good friends of hers, that after Alberto Rivera was killed, the Jesuits and some Catholic infiltrators came to her and said, "Listen, Mrs. Rivera, if you tell us where Alberto is buried, we will put your son through school. You'll have no problems for money the rest of your life." And she said, "No, get out of here." And the reason they wanted to do that was so that they could dig up his bones and bring him back to the Vatican in their little catacombs below and use it as a message for their followers of what happens to detractors. And they have the bones of other people down there, and some say Abraham Lincoln's bones are there too. These are very sick people, don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Matter of fact, I visited Alberto Rivera's grave, there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Yes, I know. Yeah, it's very true. Yes.
And you know something? We'll keep that a secret exactly where that's at. I don't want to let the I don't want to tell them a thing. But anyway, get back. So Alberto's message. You were baptized by him.
Yes.
So you got it right from a person who's right close to really what was going on, an insider. And that's what Americans need to listen to. Who are you going to believe, Americans? A person like him, they tried to discredit him. They took away all his records. They even said that they came out with a campaign saying he wasn't even a Jesuit priest, and that's not true. And that's what they do. So who are you going to believe, Americans? I prefer to believe people that worked inside the Vatican like him and knew the story, and that's just my point. Go ahead. Continue on with your message.
Yes, well, the center of the whole Vatican takeover for the United States is their adoration to the Eucharist. They're seeding the South with the immigrants that are flooding in from South America, and their whole focus is evangelism. All their mission work and all their organizations is centered around the Eucharist. That's the bottom line. And just like in Yugoslavia, they wanted the Serbian Orthodox Church to convert or die, and they didn't give them any options. And Andrew Tukovic, for instance, he was a minister of interior for Croatia during the terror state when Ante Pavelić was dictator, and he wrote the blueprints for the concentration camps, and he signed the laws, racial laws, against the Jews and against the Serbian people. And so they didn't have any option, either convert or die or be sent to the camps. And follow, yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
And as we go into this break, we'll come back after this short break. I just can't help, when you said that, I just imagined The same thing happening here with all these underground bases. Just incredible. Americans, please wake up. We'll be back 2 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10. Maggie comes fleet-foot, face full of black soot, talking at your heat, put plants in the bed, but the phone stopped anyway. Maggie says the man, he says they must bust an early man. Orders from the DA, look out, kid, don't matter what you did. But walk on your tiptoes, don't tie no bows. Better stay away from those that carry around a fire hose. Keep a clean nose, wash your clean clothes. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. And I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, and I'll be here for the next, another 40 minutes of this show. Michael, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Greg.
Okay, you can hear me. We had a little, I was trying to get in there on the show and couldn't. The music kept playing. But anyway, let me just add this. Let me add this from the Almanac of Evil. And this shows you that from the beginning of Constantine and the in Rome till now, the motives and the intentions of the Vatican have never changed. And this happened in 600 to 700 AD, and of ongoing identity fraud, that for the unbroken period of 100 years from 600 to 700 AD, that the criminal organization known as Christianity, also known as the Roman Catholic Church, also known as the Vatican, also known as the Holy See, did deliberately and knowingly commit identity fraud by claiming to be an organization of goodness, piety, and holiness following the teachings of Jesus Christ, when its true purpose for existence and ongoing function is the complete opposite, by being the oldest continuous order of Satanists of human history, involved in human sacrifice and cannibalism, whose true objective have always been the suppression of spiritual enlightenment, healing, wisdom, and knowledge, and including the ongoing suppression of human civilization through the promotion of war, disease, famine, slavery, corruption, and spiritual enslavement of as many souls as possible. What a statement. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. The Vatican is the only church and state and government that has the power to bring about, like, the Third Reich. And like now, we were talking earlier about NATO, and this is little known in the media, is that NATO Response Force is now declared fully operational, and it's a force of 25,000 troops, and I really believe that this is the Fourth Reich that we're seeing come to power. And I believe that, you know, our government is sending our troops over there to get them killed off while NATO grows like a cancerous cell. European Union merger with NATO is a EU government and the NATO military. So I feel a real concern there. What do you think, Greg?
Yeah, and I do too, because factually we can show the connection and how the Vatican formed the Third Reich. Now Hitler was one of their pawns, and now they're doing the same thing, Bush being one of their pawns, and their Fourth Reich is this, what you just said, these shock troops that are being formed while they send our military off to be slaughtered. And that's their intention, folks. So anybody who has a family out there, start thinking more than the propaganda they're giving you. This is an illegal war, a war to kill your children, to kill our children. And it's backed by Ratzinger, who's now in charge. Well, really in charge is Peter Hans Kolbenbach, the Black Pope, who tells him what to do. And I've had former Archbishop Gerard Bouffard on my show, Michael, who worked in the Vatican, and he used to handle correspondence between Kolbenbach and the Pope that was in charge when he was there. And he says categorically that Kolbenbach is in charge, and they used to meet every Friday, he said, the Pope and him, so that Kolbenbach could give the Pope's marching orders. Now, Father Bouffard came on my show, Archbishop of Guatemala, who was a 33-degree Mason who defected. And after, I wanted to mention this for all my listeners, I'm trying to get him on again, and he's now suffering from bone cancer. And after the show, he called a friend who told me in confidence that he was contacted by guess who? You know, the bad guys. And they told him never to speak again on the radio about this. So anyway, you know. What does that tell you, Mike? Americans.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a danger to speak out against the Vatican. I knew Gerard Bouffard personally, yes. He had written the death warrant for Alberto Rivera when he worked in the Vatican, when he was in the office, Holy Office. Oh, yes.
Yeah, he was on their side for that time, and he wrote the death warrant of Alberto Rivera. And then after he converted and realized the wrongs that he had done, he went to Alberto and got, before he died, 10 days before he died, and Alberto Rivera gave him, accepted his apologies. So that was a great story.
Definitely. That's what Christianity is all about, forgiveness.
Yeah, and here's the thing, Mike, and I'm glad we can talk this way just openly. And I'm going to have you back again because a half hour is not going to be enough. But I'll get you back again. We'll talk more because we got a lot to talk about. But one of the interesting things is when I tell these stories to some people that I know, they still can't get it through their thick skulls what's going on. And it's not their fault because they're barraged with so much propaganda. But who are you going to believe? People like Archbishop Bouffard, Alberto Rivera, when they've seen it with their own eyes. Then think about this, Americans. If he isn't telling the truth. Why would they bother calling him afterwards and try to silence him from being on my show? Think about that. We're going to come back in the next half hour and continue with Michael Lehman on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal. My guest is Michael Lehman. And, Michael, I think the reason that you don't hear these messages on many other places is because a lot of people in America are afraid to, you know, people in America are afraid to bring up this subject because they think it's big and think it's religious bigotry. But I try to point out to them that this is not a religious organization. And you can point that out, but they have a seat in the United Nations. They have diplomatic, political diplomatic relations with our government. And, boy, this is not, they are a country. So they're not a religious organization. We're not bigots. We're pointing out the deception behind this group that controls the Council on Foreign Relations, our government, and the governments and many religions around the world, propagating this orchestrated war, this theatrical war they put on. And let's go to your you were in West Africa after the genocide orchestrated by the Vatican over a million Tutsis. Tell us what you know about that story, because that recently happened in 1994.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I remember April 1994, they had shot down a president's plane in Rwanda, and then the Vatican had planned this civil strife between the Hutu tribe and the Tutsis. And the Hutu rose up against the Tutsi, which are the Christians. And that's the most Catholic country in all of Africa. So they took up machetes, and yeah, the Hutu slaughtered the Tutsis, and the United States and the French didn't intervene. It's just like a modern Inquisition. They slaughtered as many as they possibly could, as quickly as possible. And, for instance, Augustine Mayssega, one of the Catholic bishops, was held in prison for a while, as well as nuns and priests, for killing in Rwanda. Oh, yes, definitely.
And so you have personal information that the Vatican was involved in orchestrating that strife going on there, presented to the American people like it was an internal, civil war, correct?
Oh, yes, most definitely. It was a modern bloodshed, and they just wanted to see how they could operate and kill off as many people as they possibly could, because they're just enacting the Council of Trent, which condemns any non-Catholic as a heretic and only deserving to be killed. And they're just reinforcing that dogma. And when they have the opportunity, they'll kill, just like in any other country, like Spain or Croatia or Rwanda. Oh, yes. You're right, Greg.
Yeah, and you were there and you saw it, and you could see the participation and the involvement of the Vatican in this genocide. Now, let's move on to the Croatian problem. Now, I try to tell, and you're aware, you were a member of the Serbian Unity Congress, right? Tell us really what went on there in Jasenovac and other places that people don't know about. And that's a hidden concentration camp that was just hundreds of thousands, 800,000 people were slaughtered. Tell us about that story.
Oh, yes, most definitely. During World War II, Ante Pavelić, the dictator of Croatia, and the Minister of Interior, Andrew Tukovic, they set up a satellite puppet state, a Vatican Nazi fascist state that was allied with Nazi Germany, and they set up a concentration camp called Jasenovac, and that's one of the largest concentration camps in Europe. And actually, priests and Franciscan monks were commanders of these camps, and they, for instance, Miroslav Filipovic was the commander, and he was a Franciscan monk. He was the commander of Jasenovac concentration camp, and most of the inmates were children. Serbian children. That's a fact, definitely.
And they were slaughtered, correct?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah,
and
no
you know
mercy
that,
at all.
I wrote a story about the Jasenovac concentration. Yeah, I wrote a story about that. You can get it on my website. And I found out that no one ever heard of this. You hear of Auschwitz and other places. But this was very well covered up by the Vatican and their minions in the media. Because this is horrendous what went on there. 800,000, hundreds of thousands of children slaughtered by guards who were Franciscan monks. I mean, incredible.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Greg, I had mentioned about the Jasenovac Research Institute, Barry Latucci. They had a monument in New York, in Brooklyn area, that Michael Bloomberg, the mayor, had dedicated in memory of the survivors of Jasenovac concentration camp. It's a monument commemorating the survivors. They're all in their 80s now, pretty much, but it was to commemorate the whole Holocaust that happened there.
Right. In this story, tell us more about what went on there at that concentration camp and how many people, to your knowledge, were killed there.
Well, there's probably upwards to probably 70,000 plus. I don't know the exact number for that particular camp. But there's one right near the Stara Gradiška concentration camp that was right near Jasenovac. But the Vatican had set up these concentration camps throughout Croatia. But see, Pope Pius XII had sent his own personal papal legate, Romero Marcone, a Benedictine monk, to see to it that forcible conversions would take place in Croatia during that whole period. So the Vatican was in complete control of a terrorist state, the Catholic terror state of Croatia. Oh, yes.
And if they could do that there, let's just make this point. What is to stop them from doing it here? And why do the American people have such a difficult time grasping this concept? Is it because of the propaganda? Because I'm sure you deal with this. People, you have a hard time probably talking with people about this subject. What do you think they're doing here and their plans? I mean, do you think they're going to be setting up concentration camps here to kill the heretics like they did there?
Oh, yes, most definitely. They did it there. They'll do it here. Matter of fact, the Vatican II Council is nothing more than a facelift and was plans for a worldwide inquisition, which is now the war on terror. And following the World War II, the Vatican ratlines had brought Andrew Tukovic, the Minister of Interior during World War II in Croatia. They brought him to Seal Beach, California, and he lived there for 38 years. And the U.S. State Department knew all about it.
Yeah, nothing happens. And they wonder about their influence. I mean, people, wake up. I mean, this isn't that. Let me give you another example, Mike. I've had on my show Jonathan Levy, and he's an attorney who's handling a federal lawsuit in San Francisco against the Vatican and the Vatican Bank, and it's regarding money laundering and the Croatian genocide. And he's representing victims and trying to get compensation for them through the Vatican Bank for their money laundering and their basically things like taking gold out of people's teeth and just raping and pillaging those people that we're talking about. And recently, now people, this is a lawsuit filed in federal court right now. And there is the attorney for Pope Ratzinger is a San Francisco attorney. And the case is going on now. Now, just recently, Jonathan Levy, who's representing the victims, was in a hearing hearing where the Pope's attorney admitted that the genocide, they had backed the genocide. However, the attorney's argument was that although they backed it, it was done without any violation of God's law or international law, and they were justified in doing so. And as he said that, Jonathan said his eyes began to, you know, he looked at the man and thought to himself, what are you talking about? What type of argument is that? You're justified in doing this. That was his argument, and it gets a little more technical, but the case is in San Francisco, but well covered up from the media. No one talks about this. So, yes, this is the Vatican admitted to being involved in it, and then they're trying to use the law on their side. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, yes, definitely. That's why, like Alberto Rivera had said, the late Alberto Rivera said, that they're infiltrating our government through the U.S. Supreme Court, that 5 out of 9 judges are Roman Catholic, and the military, with the war in Iraq and everything, that our military and our government are heavily infiltrated. And at least 10% of our Congress are Jesuit alumni.
And exactly.
It takes many years, but they've come a long way now, and they're pretty much at the point where they're going to take over this country. And I'll probably
General Peter Pace, the head of the Pentagon military. Oh, yeah. He's a Knight of Malta. He's a member of them, and he's a Roman Catholic. I believe a Knight of Malta. I'm not quite sure about that last statement, but I know he's involved and has spoken at Georgetown University many times, a Jesuit university, and trained there. So, yes, I really believe that that was their, you know, and as some people have said, you know, you have to look at this, and that was their goal, and they're reaching their goal. One of the reasons they can do it is through the control of the media, because no one knows about it, and they hide behind this the cloth, just like the priests, that higher-level Hans Kolvenbach, that evil man running the Jesuit order, and others in the hierarchy hide behind the cloth of God and twist his words and make everything seem good when it's bad. The government officials who are Roman Catholics backing these people are doing the same exact thing, and they're traitors to this country, and that needs to be brought out. It isn't Roman Catholic bashing. These are not Christian or religious people by no means. What do you think about that? And the satanic influence they have.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Matter of fact, you mentioned Peter Hans Kolvenbach. He was born in Druten, Holland in 1928, and he's the Black Pope. He was just in the Detroit area in the first part of October in 2006. He had toured the area and went to the Detroit provincial home there, and he's traveled the country quite a bit. And like Eric John Phelps had mentioned earlier, that he was behind 9/11, and I think 9/11 provided the opportunity for NATO and the EU to merge and bring about the NATO response force that Donald Rumsfeld had called for right after 9/11.
And yesterday I've had on my show, and we're going to verify that with inside information. It's always better that way, Americans. I mean, we're not making this stuff up. There's a guy named Leo Zagami who was on my show yesterday, and he's come forward against the Vatican. He was a high-level Monte Carlo P2 member, one of their Freemasonic lodges that they use, controlled by the Jesuits. And he was a former Roman Catholic, worked in the Vatican radio, things like that, a young and up-and-coming Illuminati star coming from aristocratic backgrounds in Sicily in England. And he finally, about 5 months ago, went public. And yesterday, he began to tell us names of people connected. For example, Comandante Giorgio Ugo Ballestieri, who now heads the New York Rotary Club, is involved in the creation of 9/11, was actually an arms dealer in the Porto Livorno. He was connected also with Licio Gelli, who was a good friend of Ronald Reagan's, who also helped 9/11 through Gladio, their intelligence group they formed overseas. And through the minions in the American government, he named Giuliani as one working with them. And he heard this prior to 9/11 in Monte Carlo P2 Lodge meetings. So Americans, if you want to get to the culprits, there's some names. Let's start digging. And he said, if you dig into these names, Giuliani, Ballestieri, Gelli, all these other names, you might start getting some justice for people like Donna Marshall Connor, who lost her pregnant daughter, 24 years old, running for her life out of the South Tower. And all she cares about is justice. She doesn't care what trail it goes down. If it leads to Rome or the White House, so be it. But what is everybody covering up? And that's my gripe about these 9/11 conferences. You never hear anything about this, and it's time we do. But anyway, Michael, you've learned a lot. You're American that's seen the light here and this incredible infiltration of our country. What are your feelings now? I mean, as a Christian, as a person, how are you dealing with it? And is there any hope to turn this country around?
Well, only hope can be in the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, because this is a satanic stronghold with the Roman Catholic Church to bring all the world in subjection to the Pope, to the Vatican, and the Roman Catholic faith. And that's why we see so much infiltration. And we can place our hope in Jesus Christ as our salvation, but the Roman Catholic Church, their Jesus is actually the Jesus of the Eucharist. That's their Jesus, and they have more statues of Mary, and that's the primary focus as a woman, the Virgin Mary. And so I think that the best thing that we can do is just help tell people the truth of Scripture and to redeem them from the Roman Catholic faith, because it's a corrupt organization, and Babylon is Rome, and we as Americans, the best thing we can do is probably make the Roman Catholic Church illegal, but that would be too drastic, I think.
Yeah. Well, what can we do in your eyes? I mean, outside of, you know, what you said, which is the most important thing, is that to put your faith in God and let Him intervene. As people, we've been told, and I think one of their dictates and one of their strategies and schemes is to spread this idea that everyone should just sit back and do nothing, and everything will be taken care of. And that's the biggest joke I've ever heard, because it's never in the history of man should we be working against these people, because to fight good against evil, good in the end will always succeed. And I'm convinced of that, because what happens here is these evil people, they don't even want to face these issues. You see what I mean? They don't want to discuss this with people. They would rather kill you or marginalize you or keep you out of the public debate, because it's easier that way, and it's the evil way. The good way is to confront them and to ask them these questions, hopefully to beat some, you know, to beat some logic into their sick brains about what's really going on in this country. And that's my gripe. What do you think? Is that how they operate with you? I mean, I know you try to talk and you've been involved in these organizations. Treatment have you received individually?
Oh, I haven't received too much bad treatment, but at the same time, you know, you have to be very, very careful, because these people do things more in secret and it's more subtle, just like the Jesuit Oath, for instance, and the Knights of Columbus Oath. These people, they operate in the dark, you know, because their whole soul has been darkened by Romanism, idolatry, and all the sacraments that the Roman Catholic Church has. And it does not offer their people hope, only destruction of their own souls through work. You know, I think that's one of the primary things of the Catholic Church, that it doesn't save their soul. It keeps them in bondage from birth till their death.
And I'll tell you, I'll verify that. Growing up as a Catholic, I grew up as a Catholic, went to Catholic grade school and high school. They drum it into you as a young boy, you know, from the beginning. The only way to get to God is through the Pope and through Roman Catholicism. And it goes on and on and on. And I can remember that. I still do. And I'd walk around sometimes. I remember as a boy, and I would have some Lutheran and Protestant friends. And just from the teachings that I got when I was a youth, I always looked at them as inferior, their religions as inferior, that I was the lucky one to be a Roman Catholic. And I felt that way as a youth. I mean, I really did. I can even remember one time when I was 10 years old, before my mom passed away, I ran home and said, "Mom, I know what I want to be in my life. I want to be a priest." And, you know, this is what they do to you. And, you know, when you realize the truth, you feel so deceived. It's very, very difficult to cope with sometimes, and I had some problems with it. But we'll be back, our final segment with Michael Lehman on the Investigative Journal.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
The words that I remember from childhood's still are true. That there's none so blind as those who will not see. And to those who lack the courage and say it's dangerous to try, well, they just don't know that love eternal will not be denied. I know you're out there somewhere. I know you're out there somewhere. You can hear my voice. I know I'll find you somehow.
Okay, we are back. Very good. We are back on the Investigative Journal. And, Mike, you were also a member of the World Jewish Congress for 4 years. And tell us what, you know, many people, especially in the alternative media, you can read it all over the websites, they blame the Jews and Israel for all of the problems of 9/11 and other things in our country. But tell us how you think... And why I believe they use it as a cover for the real spiritual controllers of this new world order. What's your thoughts?
Well, the fact, too, is that both the Vatican and the United Nations are both strongly anti-Semitic. And the rise of anti-Semitism is worse in Europe than it was during World War II. And the fact that few people know, too, is that Kurt Waldheim, he was a U.N. Secretary General for 10 years. From 1972 to 82, and we just see, like I said before, we had just see the resurgence of the Fourth Reich, and anti-Semitism is really strong, especially in Germany and Austria and France right now, and Jews can hardly go anywhere without being harassed or gravestones toppled or anything like that. Matter of fact, when I was in Tulsa, Oklahoma one time, I seen gravestones toppled over and had Nazi swastikas on them. And, it's taking place all over Europe, and it's pretty well uncontrollable right now. So
are you on the belief that they use this Jewish cover to help hide their evil doings?
Yeah, definitely. If they can blame the Jews, they'll do it, but they just use the Jews as a scapegoat. But they're God's people, you know, even though they don't believe in the Messiah has arrived yet. They're waiting on the Messiah still, but they're still God's people. And anytime Satan hates the Jew, you know, and we need to love them. And Israel is a wonderful state where the Jewish people can live, but anti-Semitism has been around ever since the Spanish Inquisition. So,
and also, might add that we've had Barry Chamish on this show and others who have documented how they have infiltrated the Israeli government, like they've infiltrated our government, all these guys like Sharon and the rest working together, Bush, and also the fact that they have also the top leaders of the Middle Eastern governments like Iraq and Iran are also working this New World Order plan, orchestrating these phony wars between each other just to kill their people, and they're all traitors, basically, to freedom and to whatever religion their country subscribes to, the freedom of religion. And people have to know that the hierarchy of these people do not believe in freedoms, freedom of religion, freedom of government, freedom of choice, freedom of speech. They believe in total fascism, and that's why they have always sponsored Nazism in World War II, like you talked about, and also how this is now seeped over into our country. And the connections were made in the last hour between the Bush family and the Nazis that is even documented in our congressional record. Now, where in our public debate do we ever hear this from any of our so-called congressmen supporting the people? It's never brought up. So the connection is here. We know it's here. It's just well-oiled and well-covered here. They're working their plan here.